Jesus appears to his disciples and says, "Peace be with you." If you remember last week on Good Friday, we heard also in the Gospel of John, Pilate's response to Jesus concerning truth when he questions, "What is truth?" So today we might ask, "What is peace?" Peace, in fact, has many different definitions, but can be broken down into two basic types of speech: external peace and internal peace. External peace is the peace that occurs in societies, nations, and the world, and is often defined as an absence of conflict or war. Internal peace, often termed inner peace, is peace of mind or soul, a state of calm, serenity, and tranquility that arises due to having no suffering or mental disturbance. This is the peace I'd like to discuss with us today, our inner peace. In the Old Testament, the inner peace refers to wholeness, total health, and total welfare of the individual. This peace can only come from God, and then only when we are free of sin. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. This celebration is based on the Catholic devotion to Divine Mercy that St. Faustina reported as part of her encounter with Jesus, and is associated with many special promises from Jesus on this day. The devotion was actively promoted by Pope St. John Paul II at the canonization of St. Faustina, which took place on April 30th in the year 2000. The second Sunday of Easter was officially designated as Divine Mercy Sunday today. 1 year after this, Pope St. John Paul re-emphasized its message of peace. And he stated, "Jesus said to St. Faustina one day, 'Humanity will never find peace until it turns to trust in divine mercy.' This is the Easter gift that the Church receives from the risen Christ, and it offers to humanity." So just how do we partake of this divine mercy? We partake of divine mercy by receiving the sacrament of penance, and we do this by going to confession. It sounds simple enough, and it is. As Catholics, we were all baptized, which cleansed us of original sin, but not, unfortunately, the concupiscence of sin, which means the desire to do our will instead of the will of God. We were given the Ten Commandments to help us to avoid sin, and that does help a lot, but for most of us, it only makes us realize that we have broken the commandments, we have done our will, and we have sinned. And sin brings on guilt. King David, in his guilt, gave us Psalm 32. "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was zapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and you forgave the guilt of my sin." When all of us carry our sins, we will feel our strength zapped as by the summer's heat, and we will feel our guilt weighing down upon us. Our guilt is a result of knowing we have violated God's will. We've done something we know we should not have done, or we did not do something we know we should have done. And from our guilt, we will experience the pain of shame. Shame, when a person feels shame, it's because someone else knows what we have done. That person knows our weakness and our wounding. Shame is one of the reasons we try to hide our sins. Sometimes we decide not to go to confession. We don't want to confess those sins. After we have sinned and violated our relationship with God, And we don't want us ourselves to be known or be seen as a sinner, not even to a priest. But that is why God gives us confession, to restore our relationship with Him and to remove our guilt and shame. I remember that having avoided confession for a while, a short time, I went early one day and was the only person in line. I had a good confession and a talk with the priest. And yes, it took some time. On leaving, a line had formed, and a person in the line said to me, "That must have been one big sack of potatoes you unloaded." I was caught a bit unawares by the statement, but being very happy after my confession, I smiled and simply said, "Yes, it was," because it was a very big load, and I was very happy to be rid of it. My guilt and shame were gone. People sometimes question, why do we have to confess to a priest? It makes it harder. That's where the shame comes in. But the answer is very simple. We confess to a priest because that is how God set it up. Throughout the salvation history, God has communicated His love through specific people. In the Old Testament, the Israelites brought a sin offering to the priest for atonement for their sins, maybe a lamb or a bullock. If they were cured of leprosy, they still had to be seen by a priest to re-enter the camp and rejoin the community. And today, we hear the words of Jesus, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive or forgiven them, and whose sins you retain or retained." A very clear indication that God wants us to confess to a priest. God wants us to have peace, and we will only find true peace when we are reconciled with Him. Tradition tells us that Saint Jerome, who spent years translating the Bible from Hebrew and Greek into Latin, the Vulgate Bible, had a vision of Jesus on Christmas Eve. Jesus asked what St. Jerome would give him for his birthday the next day. St. Jerome was very proud and replied with joy, his translation of the Bible to Latin. But Jesus replied, "No, Jerome, that is not what I want." St. Jerome, hurt, then began promising other gifts, to be a better priest, to fast more often, and maybe to even be a hermit. But Jesus said, "No, that is not what I want, Jerome. I want your sins." Jesus wants all of us to confess our sins, to remove the guilt and the shame that we carry. "Peace be with you" are the first words Jesus spoke to His apostles. Peace is what He wants for all of us, especially inner peace, which allows us to cope with the lack of external peace that we all suffer in our very secularized society, which has totally lost its moral compass and promotes a very disturbing woke and anti-Christian culture. So let us pray on this Divine Sunday for the intercession of Saint Faustina, that we recognize and appreciate our Lord's great gift of the sacrament of penance, where sin is washed away and we are reconciled with God, just as our newborn babies following their baptism. Amen.